Tiffany Tune Up is intended for mature audiences only due to language and content. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Tunicorns, welcome back to Tiffany Tune Up, a podcast in which you guys already know the drill. You let me kind of just show up when I show up, and you listen and you rock with me, and I appreciate you guys. So welcome back to another episode. I felt highly that I get this one off because I had quite an experience last week, and I wanted to share it with you all, like I do all my things, things that I hope will resonate with you, and, you know, things that I always say, like, I like to own my truth. I like to share my experiences because I'm always hoping that it helps one person. And if I help one person, then this podcast is not in vain. So, I hope you all are well. I think today is like a solstice or a solar new year. So it's like, new beginnings. I think the moon is in Aries. And what I keep hearing from the astrology girlies is that this week is a good week to be delusional, about all the things that you want, all your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. So like be highly and wildly delusional, about what it is that you want, what you're going for, what you're seeking, what is deepest and most important to you, the things and the dreams and the goals and the aspirations that you have. This is a really great week, I guess, to delusionally imprint those things in your head and go actively, mentally, emotionally, spiritually for them. And then just start letting those resonate in your spirit and living as if they've already happened. And so, based on these true events that happened last week, I think that that is very much on point and on par for the course for me. And I'll get into the story and let you know what I mean and what I'm talking about. So, wow, guys, life has been lifing. In so many ways. I feel like I haven't updated you guys on a lot. Like, your girl is going to participate in the delusion. Let me just tell you, because, man, I am truly, truly, truly hoping and really been feeling lately something grand, something big, something magical, something is going to happen for me sooner than later. And I'm ready for that something to happen. So I'm definitely participating in the delusional girl, delusional guy, delusional non-binary, delusional people, person, error, however you may identify. Get into your delusion bag this week is what I have been seeing and reading. So that being said, last week was a very interesting week for me in that I had an experience where I felt like I was so close to something that I truly, truly want, kind of with all my heart, really with all my heart, and how I feel like that experience turned out versus how I thought it should have turned around. So let's get into it. So last week I made a mani-pedi appointment, and funny enough, that appointment, I made it for like last Friday, but the weather was very, very trash, very trash. And me, let me tell y'all something, Detroiters, Michiganders, all my Midwest folks, one thing about me, I don't care how long I've been in Detroit, born and raised, East Side, gang, gang. I am not a winter warrior. Some of y'all are winter warriors. Y'all love that shit. Y'all love the snow. Y'all love to tear it up in your truck. And I have a truck. But I know I am not a winter warrior. I do not enjoy driving in that shit. I do not enjoy anything about it. To be honest, I enjoy looking at the snow from the inside of my window, not being outside in it. That shit look cute in the Hallmark movies. Not in real life. So that's one thing I'll never be delusional about. Michigan weather, absolutely not. It's not for me. Get somebody else to do it. So that being said, as soon as I knew the weather was horrid, I canceled my appointment and I scheduled it for another day. This day happened to be last Wednesday. And so I scheduled it close to the end of my workday, right? Typically, I work from home. I go in the office maybe once a week, depending on what's going on. So pick up my laptop. I go up there and, you know, work the rest of my shift as I'm getting prepared to get my pedi. So the pedi was first. And I'm sitting in a chair. And, you know, actually, in the same vein of my last episode when we discussed making friends as adults, I'm going to shout out throughout this episode a few lovely women, because I want y'all to know I practice what I preach. So if I'm telling you ways to make friends, how to meet people, just how to kind of put yourself out there, anxiety be damned, you just got to do it. I really do be practicing what I preach. And so because of that, I'm going to shout these girls out, shout them out as I go along in the story in order that I met them. So hopefully I do this right. And so as I'm getting my pedicure, I was talking to my nail tech, and next to me was sitting, and I'm giving Instagram names now. So ladies, if I don't give your real name, if you have your real name in your bio, I'll shout you out. If you don't, it's Instagram name. So the first girlie I met that day, just in random conversation, her name is Maisha. I think I got it right. But her Instagram name is Miss Dot Abdul. So M-I-S-S dot A-B-D-U-L. Go follow her. She's dope from what I can tell so far. And she was definitely dope in our conversation. So as I'm talking to my nail tech, I just mentioned like that I was going to see Eric Bellinger Friday. If you don't know who he is, go watch Usher's Tiny Desk concert. He is one of the guys that is singing background for Usher, but notably otherwise, he has dope millions of songs. Like, it seems like millions of songs. He has a lot of content out, right? Super, super dope writer, artist. I like him. I've always liked him. And so sometimes he'll sing background for Usher because he's written for him, writes for him, and Chris Brown and a few other notable R&B gang. So really like him, never seen him in person. And so I was going to see him last Friday. And so Miss Abdul was sitting next to me and she heard me mention it. And then we started talking and then we started talking about making friends as a dog, right? She is here visiting for work. And so I, you know, was kind of giving her my take on how I meet people in such a case that I just randomly, we just started talking, right? And we exchanged Instagram information, you know, and then I went on about my pedicure. We talked a little bit more and then that was that. Great girl. Very nice to meet you, girl. And so after that, I am kind of looking across the way. And then I noticed there was another young lady who, she is a TikTok influencer. And I feel so bad. I want to say her name is Anna. I'm probably going to circle back and put her name in the show notes. she is a girl who just kind of quit her corporate job and is trying to be a full-time influencer. And so I met her. I noticed her because she has kind of like a signature look or signature thing she wears. And so when I saw her kind of across the room, I was like, oh, she looks like the girl from TikTok. Oh, and it was her. And I just happened to get seated next to her, right? And so I sit next to her. And me, I'm one of those people, I tend not to like to bother people when they're getting like spa services or relaxing services and stuff like that. Like, I try not to bother folk because that is our zen time. Salon time is where the ladies is where we go to get our stress off. And so I'm very respectful in that, you know, if I see somebody, I notice them, I know they don't know me, I'll, you know, really quickly, I was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I recognize you from TikTok. I like your content. And, you know, she was just like, oh my God, thank you. We talked for a brief couple minutes, right? And then she went on her way and that was that. Now, here's where things start to get spicy caliente, if you will. So now I am in my manicure. Pedicure is done. I'm in my manicure. I almost feel like I don't want to mention the nail place because I don't want to give them bad press, if you will. I will let you all do your own research. They are black owned, and they are located in Midtown, and then you do your research. Only because I have to kind of say where I was just a little bit, because I need y'all to know that this happened in real life. So I was there. And so now I'm sitting at the manicurist desk, and that was me, my nail tech, but this time next to me was a different girlie. So the TikTok influencer, again, I think her name is Anna. She gets up and she goes. Now, seated next to me is 313_Elisha. What a lovely name. 313_ELISHA, Elisha. On Instagram, follow her, y'all. How did I start talking to her? Same way I started talking to Miss Abdul. Like, I literally was talking to my nail tech about Beyonce concert and how I was actually going. And so Elisha jumps in and she's like, oh my God, I'm going too. And then we made a joke about the attire that we think everybody's going to wear, and that doggone cowboy hat. Elisha, I hope you had some time to reconsider. Oh, ma'am, these hats, let me tell y'all. These cowboy hats, y'all think y'all gonna wear these disco ball, rhinestone. I'm telling you, and I mean this from the bottom, the very bottom of my fupa. If you stand in front of me with one of them hats on, you can bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there won't be sun, because I'm gonna knock it off your head, for sure. For sure. Like, don't obstruct my vision. Don't obstruct my vision with your foolery, because we came for a good time, not a long time. This will be my first time seeing Miss Beyonce, and probably my last. I was saying that I think this may, and I'm just putting it out there, it's a prediction, I may be wrong, who knows, but I think this is Beyonce's last tour for a very long time. And when I say very long, I mean probably when they start doing Beyonce tribute concerts, she might come back and show the girls what it is. But Beyonce, y'all gotta understand, she's been doing this since she was a wee lad. She is tired of us. I think she just wants to be a mama and a wife, and she wants to sit down and be regular. And obviously, she'll never be regular because money, and also because Beyonce. But I think that she wants a break. And I think that is why this last album was so very, it's been rippling through all of us, right, in such a good way. And I think she really wanted to kind of end on that note. And I'm not saying her career is over or she's like done in general. I just don't think she's going to be touring for a while. So what I'm telling you guys is, if you have on one of those hats and you are in front of me and any of my vision of Miss Knowles Carter is obstructed, don't worry about making it out with that hat. I'm just saying, if you nuck, I'm a bug. Get that hat out of my way, because I came to see the queen, not your disco ball hat. So just reconsider, maybe wear some sequin in your clothes, in your pants, your shirt, your sunglasses, a headband, a fascinator, I don't know. But that hat, if y'all could just think about it. It was cute for the pictures, you know what I'm saying? It was cute for the photo shoot. I don't think that she really wants y'all to come and show out in them hats. Y'all might even obstruct her view. Think about it. If y'all all got those hats on, everybody got those hats. What if the stage lights, the lights just hit them the wrong way, and now y'all done blinded Beyonce with all the bling? Y'all better think about the queen. If you ain't gonna think about me, think about her. And if we all collectively have one of them hats on, what could that do to her vision? What could that do to her band's vision? Her background. You see what I'm saying? This is not just about me. Let's not think about just me. Let's think about the overall wellness, right, of Beyonce and her crew. I just wanted to throw that out there. That being said, so me and this young lady are talking. Now I am engaged in a four-way conversation with myself, my nail tech, Miss E, that's what I'm gonna call you, Alicia girl. Miss E, and then her nail tech. Now we're in a four-way conversation. So if you ever been to said nail salon, if you're at the manicurist table and you are at the closest spot to the door, which I was the second from the closest spot to the door, you have a clear shot of people coming in and out. Now, while you have a clear shot of people coming in and out, you're not close enough to like speak to people, but you are close enough to see them. And you could potentially yell out like, oh, hey, girl, hey, but it would be a yell for sure. But you still have an amazing view of people coming in and coming out, is what I'm saying. That being said, I'm sitting there and I look to the left, which is where the door is, and in walks Ari Lennox. Yes, the Shea Butter Baby, Ari Lennox. Miss Waste My Time, Ari Lennox. Miss New Apartment, Ari Lennox. Chicago boy, Ari Lennox, walks in the door, or she's on her way in the door. How do I know it's her, you ask? I will tell you how I knew it was her. One, because I was going to see her show the very next day. So this was on a Wednesday in Detroit. Her show was Thursday in Detroit. So I knew with my very gut that it was her. And she came in, she was looking just regular, degular, like she does. If you follow her, you know. It's very natural hair, no makeup, regular clothes. She looks like, you know, a girl from the round away, like the rest of us. We chilling, we having a good time. Of course, she's not all glammed up. It's the day before the show. I would have on Crocs and some BS if it were me, okay? She at least was cute, okay? So she had on like this two-piece short bra situation and like a fuzzy coat situation, right? She comes in and she's recording. So I'm like, oh my gosh, she's about to give them a shout out. Like, this is going to be good for their business. Like, this is going to be amazing. But furthermore, I am just going to wait for my chance just to tell her that I think she's great. I love her music. I'm going to her show tomorrow and I cannot wait to see her perform. And that was my initial thought, right? Now, for those of you who this might be your first episode or you haven't binged all the episodes of Tiffany Tune-Up, my next initial thought was, oh my God, this could be my chance to get into the industry. I write, for those of you who do not know, I write music. And I have to take a quick pivot here because I have to tell a quick story. I know, right? Hold on to your pants. Hold on to your panties. So a couple years ago, I was working a really, really shitty job. And the boss was shitty. The job was shitty. It just was all bad. And I got to the point where I was hella tired. Like, I'm talking about that type of tired where you cry out to God, you cry out to the universe, and you say, look, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Because I know this ain't it. This ain't it. This ain't it, right? And so I had one of those moments and I cried out and I said, God, I write. It's the only thing that I know that I do well without a shadow of a doubt. I can do it with my eyes closed. I can do it with one hand behind my back, like writing. It is something that I know was given to me ordainedly. Like, it's mine and nobody can take it away from me. So I wrote my first real song when I was 14. It was then I really knew, like, oh girl, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And then had a few barriers along the way, but you know, I haven't really had my moment, right? My chance to have my moment. So back to the shitty job. So I'm there, I'm working these crazy hours. My shift was like 6 a.m. to 2:30. And then I had started picking up doing doubles because they needed help because the afternoon person had quit. And so I'm like, okay, I need the money just because, right? And so I'm like, but this is not it. This can't be my life, right? I this is not what I'm destined to do. I know I'm not here to do this. So I had my cry out moment and I said, I know that I'm born to write. I know that I was born to be a writer. And so, Lord, if I still got it, because mind you, it had been a few years since I really, not years, but a while, right? Since I put pen to paper. And I was like, okay, God, if I still got it, if I'm a writer, if this is what you want me to do, if this is what I'm here to do, give me songs to write, because I'm ready to do something. I need something on wax, right? So that when I promote myself or when I say I write and people say, oh, do you have something on Spotify or you have something on Apple or whatever the streaming platforms are. And I can say, yes, I do. I actually do. If you just scroll down, right? And so, and let me just clarify, I get to, like, for people who are singers or artists, and you know, somebody could say, do you write? And I could say, oh yeah, and I could just bust down and start singing one of my songs, but that's just not me. I've never been that girl. That's not how I get down. Now, if it came down to it and I had to, I guess I would, you know, but there's something about having hard copy material where I could bust out and sing one of my songs and then somebody could say, oh my God, that sounds so good. Send it to me. Now I don't have nothing to sing you, right? So that's the importance. That was the importance of getting things down on wax. I don't remember if I've spoken specifically to this experience, but I'm gonna speak to it now. And so once I cried out and I said, if I still got it, God, I'm about to start writing. And if the songs come to me in an earnest, genuine way, then I'll know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And so in the midst of me working this job, I was literally working like a 6 to 2:30 shift, right? And then the second shift would start at 3 and I would get off at 10 or 11. I want to say it was 10. So I'm working like 16-hour shifts multiple times a week, like 3 or 4 times a week. At that time, I was single. I'm still single now, but I was single then, and I didn't really have really nothing or nobody to stop me. It was just like, let's get to that money, let's get to that money, let's get to that money, right? And so I'm just working tirelessly. And so after I cried out, I got my answer and was like, okay, right. I started writing and the songs, y'all, they just started coming. I'm talking about, the purpose was to write an EP. I want to do an EP so I can put it out there. So when people ask me if I write or I tell people I write, I have something to give them. I was able to literally find songs. Like, I went on YouTube, found some producers. You know how you can go on YouTube and find beats or whatever. Reached out to those producers. I paid to use their licensing, like, enough to record it. Like, I didn't pay to have the song because I didn't have it like that. But I was using all the money that I was working, the overtime, to fund this project now. I was like, okay, I got to be self-made. It's one band, one sound. It's just me out here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to tell too many people about it. You know, people, they got a way of kind of crushing your dreams. So I'm like, I'm just going to go after this. I had already, and for those, again, who don't know, I went to the Detroit High School for the Fine and Performing Arts. I was in Mosaic Youth there in Detroit. I'm only saying that because I want to make note that I know a gambit of super, super talented people, right? And plus, it's Detroit, right? Every other person can sing. So I already, like, picked out the artist in my head, who I wanted to sing what song. So as the song, as I'm picking the beats, the songs are coming. I'm picking people in my mind that I want to do this. All this occurred with, like, in a matter of 2 weeks, y'all. I'm talking about the songs were like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh my God, I still got it. Cool, I got it like I never had it. In my opinion, we got this. Cool. All right. Now, I saved the money. I buy the tracks. I get my people lined up. I reach out. Hey, I want you on this song. I send over the mock recordings of me. It wasn't nothing but me and my phone just like recording over the tracks, sending it to them. What you think about this? I want your voice on this. Boom, 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 right? And I'm like excited because I feel like, okay, I've always talked about doing this, but now I'm really being about it. And so I'm proud of myself. I'm not letting too many people, only the people that's recording the songs hear it, right? Not even my parents, like nobody. Because I just wanted to be like, boom, here go my EP, y'all. And so we get to the point, I'm asking around, like, because like I said, I do know lots of talented people. And I'm like, anybody know somebody that's an engineer? Mind you, I don't need a producer. I done already found the tracks. I already paid to use them. I just need somebody that can mix and master these things. So I had a good friend of mine who I trust. I trust their opinion. And they've worked with this person before. They recommended this person to me. And, you know, if I ever get my moment, because we delusional, right? When I get my moment, I'm going to use that. Then to really tell my story, I'm going to choose in this moment not to call their name, because I don't want to put nothing negative on this. So I'm not going to call their name, but somebody referred me to them and it was somebody that I trust. So of course, yeah, let's go to this person, right? So I go to them, tell them my vision, boom, they ready to work. Let's go. So we get to the first song and I already have my person. Now this person's name I will call Gwen Spencer. Let me tell you something. Gwen Spencer, she got a slew of sisters. It's like four of them. All of them girlies can sing. And I mean every last one of them can sing. Gwen went to DSA. She was like a mentor to me. She's a couple years older than me. I think she was like a 00. I hope I got it right, Gwen. I was a 02. And I just remember hearing her voice walking down the hall one day, and I was like, oh my God, I want to work with her one day. So this was my chance, right? And we would talk. She was very down to earth, you know, all of that. But I just heard her voice for this particular song. And so I was really grateful when I reached out to her and she was like, oh yeah, I got you. I'll do it. Y'all, I'm talking about, I had money put aside to pay for the reference. Like, I was like, I'm gonna pay you. It's a one-time thing. Drew the contract up. Like, y'all, I was dead serious about this EP and I was ready to go, okay? So we go to the studio. I'm really excited. Get in the booth. Gwen, like a one-take wonder in that thing. Like, the takes were quick and just effortless. We weren't in the studio maybe 2 hours, if that. She laid it down. All was well. Boom, we moving on. And so she gets done, right? And so I talk to the engineer, and I say, hey, you know, that was song number one. We got like four more songs to go. And he was like, cool. So that song is done. Well, it's late, so it still needs to be mixed and mastered. So a couple days go by, we set our next date for the next person to come in, right? Next person that was gonna come in was a guy, and you know, I had wrote like a duet. I wrote like a male presenting song, female presenting song, because I wanted to show, right, that I could write for different genres and different voice levels or whatever. So the day comes for he and I to record, and the engineer is like, oh my God, I gotta reschedule, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, oh dang, that's whack. But we was all excited, but it's all good, you know. When's the next day? Oh, I'll let you know. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know right now. As y'all can probably see where this is going, long story short, this man ran off on a plug. He ran off on a plug, like he took my money and just disappeared. Which is crazy because he has a studio. I know where his studio is. I went up there multiple times. I kept getting a runaround from his people. Oh, he not here. Oh, I don't know. I would call him. He hit me with a few sob stories. Oh, my, somebody in the hospital, or he was in the hospital. I don't even remember. It's been several years at this point, y'all. And before y'all go in on me, I know. You know, I was devastated, to say the very least, because the way that I was excited, and these songs were fire, they still are. But, you know, in the moment, right, like, I was really at my breaking pinnacle. And when those songs came to me, I was like, okay, this is going to be my ticket. This is it. These are my songs. Going to get me out the hood. You know what I'm saying? Going to get me out the job. Like, it is what it is. And so for somebody to do that to me after, I mean, you know, that man don't know my story. After it took me so long to even get my mind to the point of getting to the place where I was ready and willing and obedient to what I was hearing to do this EP, and then for somebody to run off on me, and I had worked, y'all, extremely hard, to save money to get my collateral up to do this. And so I didn't have any other like backup money. Like that was it. Somebody wound up giving me paperwork, like to take them to small claims court and all of that. I never did because my spirit was so crushed. I was so crushed. Even when I think about it now, y'all, it's a sore spot for me. I'm not gonna hold you up. But yeah. And so when that happened, I was like, wow, well, and then since then, financially, never just been in a space to be able to do that again, right? And so, interestingly enough, I just kind of had to let it go. We're going to take a break right here, and we're going to get back into it. I'm going to hit y'all with part two of this story. All right, we back, y'all. So, you know, devastatingly enough, I never was able to, like, get back in there. And to be fair, I had trust issues with everybody at this point. Now I'm like, oh, you know, your art is intimate, right? That's why Erica say all the time, keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit, you know, because it is yours. And when you make the conscious effort, and the vulnerable space that you are in when you share your art to the world, it's a lot. So for somebody to take that moment and sully it for me in such a way, man, it really did something to me. I said that to say, the one song that we did get down, even though it wasn't mixed, it wasn't mastered, it wasn't pretty, but it sounded amazing. Gwen's voice is amazing. She could sing over the sound of a garbage truck and you would still be able to hear her vocals. So that being said, I was like, well, you know, I got this one song and maybe one day I'll take it and get it mixed and mastered and somebody can do something with it. I don't know. But I have it. You know, he actually did send it to me prior to him getting really weird. And so I'm like, cool. So I mentioned that experience to say, while the EP didn't get finished, I got this one lowly song that is, you know, ready to play in case I would ever need to. And so that to say, when I saw Ari Lennox come in the door, my first initial reaction was, oh my God, it's Ari Lennox. I just want to tell her how amazing she is. And then I was like, oh my God, I can play my song for her and shoot my shot. Like, this was huge in my mind for me because just happenstancely so, the day that I was in there, which was the Wednesday, was the 15th, I believe. Yep, March 15th, was the 2-year anniversary at my current job, in which, y'all, I just saw my moment. Like, I saw my moment, and I was like, okay, this is going to get me out of the shackles that is corporate America. And I'm like, not happy. I, in my opinion, do not get paid a livable wage. Not even in my opinion. Life will tell you that I don't, you know. And so, and this is me being super vulnerable, y'all, so, you know, bear with me, because I'm exposing myself, but in the best way. So, you know, when I saw her, and then my secondary thought was, oh my God, I may get to play my song for her. And so I came up with this elaborate plan, like, okay, I'm going to tip my nail tech, have her put the song on the aux for Ari to hear it, right? I'll wait till she's settled. I'll wait till she's like seated and waiting. Mind y'all, let me be very clear. In that very moment, I was the only one that noticed her. So nobody else noticed her but me. So I'm sitting there like, okay, my wheels are turning. I'm trying to figure out how to respectfully shoot my shot without like causing a scene or drawing attention to her and like ruining her experience or making her feel uncomfortable or people recognizing who she is and then start calling their cousins up there. Like, I really, really had a plan on how to respectfully shoot my shot, right? Where she wouldn't like be freaked out and turn around and be like, I gotta go, like, you know, that type of thing. And it, you know, from what I can tell, she seems very, very down to earth. even in her videos, but you know, you never want to assume you know somebody based on their social media. We do not know these artists, and they are people just like us. So I've tried my best not to draw attention to her. That was the goal. At the same time, still letting her know that I think she's amazing, you know. And then, so my elaborate plan was, y'all, to get the nail tech to play my song over the loudspeaker, to let it play for a minute. It's not long at all. It's an EP, right? So, like, as it's playing, walk over to her, introduce myself. Hi, my name is Tiffany Chanel. You know, I just want to let you know I'm coming to your show tomorrow. I think you're amazing. And this is my song. And if you like it at the end, if I could email it to you, if you want to listen to it, if you want to collab in the future, I would love to work with you. And that was just going to be it. And I mean, just that calm, right? So I had my plan, y'all. I was ready to attack. So she comes in, she goes to the front desk. And now I'm like, okay. All I gotta do is wait for her to come on in. So I'm using my free hand to search for my song. And as I'm searching for my song, I look up. Ari Lennox is walking out the door, y'all. I'm talking about walking out the door to leave. I was like, woo! Like the way my soul left my body, I was so confused as to why she was turning around and leaving. And so then I'm frazzled. So now I'm like, oh, I didn't plan for that. I did not plan for the pivot. And so I'm looking at my nail tech and I'm like, girl, what is the girl at the front desk name? She told me her name. And to be honest, I don't remember her name because I'm still frazzled by the whole experience. So she tells me a girl name and she's like, such, such, such. I'm like, oh, can you tell her to come over here, please? So the front desk girl comes over and I'm like, did you just refuse service to the young lady that just left? And she was like, yeah. Because we're full, we're full of walk-ins because the place I was at, they are technically an appointment-only place. However, they do take walk-ins and do have room for walk-ins. So, apparently this particular day, they were all booked for walk-ins. However, had they known who they were dealing with, and let me just say, I respect that she wasn't like, oh, do you know who I am? I got a show tomorrow. Please get my nails done. Like, I'm so glad that she didn't use her celebrity, if you will, to try to get them to service her. But I also really, really, really hate that the front desk girl didn't know who she was, because there were a couple of girls that were technically not doing nothing in the moment, where I guess it was the end of their shift or they were waiting for like their last client or something. But if I'm gonna be totally honest, y'all, I would have got up and gave up my spot for her and came back the next day. You know, granted they comped me or something. And even if they didn't, that would have been the rapport I needed. That would have been my end, right? Give her my spot. Tell her I think she's great. I know she got a show tomorrow. I'll be there. Really just kind of like use that as my opportunity to say the things I aforementioned without being a weirdo. So I asked the front desk girl, do you know who that was? And she goes, not really. She kind of looks familiar. I was like, girl, that was Ari Lennox, the singer. She was like, the singer? I was like, yes, ma'am. She was just like, no. Now here's where things really start taking a left. So now my nail tech is kind of looking at me like, what's going on? The nail tech catacorner to me is like, no, she kind of looked like her, but that wasn't her. And I was like, ma'am, I promise you on everything I love, that was her. And she was like, really? Because I think it looked like her, but it wasn't. I was like, oh. So now the young lady next to me, Miss E, was like, no, that was definitely her. So now she's the only one that believes me. Shout out to you, girl. So I was like, see, yes, it was, right? That was her, right? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. So mind you, even if she would have said no, it was her. I knew it was her. And so I'm like, okay, what can I do to convince these people that it was her? And so I was like, Lord, please let her have posted something on social media. Anything, a picture, something in Detroit, something. And so I go on her Instagram, and sure enough, she had posted a picture of her in the same outfit, the same exact outfit, standing in front of our beloved Hitsville, USA. And so I hurry up and turn my phone down. Like at this point, I'm about to ruin my whole manicure, child. I didn't care. But I turn my phone around and I say, hey,
is this the girl that you turned away? Is this the girl that you, you know, sent away? And she was just like, yes, that's her. And I was just like, go get her. And I don't mean, go get her. But I was just like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like with a strong, oh, in my voice, go get her. And so the front desk girl tries to run and get her. And by this time, it's about 5-ish minutes later. And to no avail, of course, Ari Lennox had left the building. And so now I'm like, well, I don't know how to pivot. Oh, maybe somebody get in her DM. Somebody DM her and say, hey, you know, we have a spot for you. Come back, whatever. I even tried to do it. So Ari Lennox, if you ever hear this, if you hear this, if it magically makes it to you, I am the girl that tried to tweet you on behalf of the nail salon or DM you on the Instagram about the open spot. It was me. In the attempt to get you to come back so that I could shoot my proverbial shot. But alas, it did not happen. And so the rest of my appointment, needless to say, I was devastated because I felt like the opportunity for change, something that could have possibly changed the trajectory of my life, kind of walked in and walked right out. And so the rest of my appointment, I just really wanted to walk out with a half hand of nails and just bye. But I stayed. I finished my appointment. And plus, you know, I'm having all these emotions in front of other people and I'm trying not to like freak out or cry or anything weird. I'm just like sitting with what happened, trying to process what happened. And I'm like, I guess back to my whack life. Like, you know what I'm saying? And of course, I don't know if I would have, you know, introduced myself and played my song and all the things. I just believe that much in my music, in my writing, that it is that good, that she would have heard it and definitely wanted to collaborate. Like, you have to radically believe in yourself in that way. And I do, and I know. And the few people that I have let hear this song, the emotions were the same. It was very powerful. People felt emotion. And I know when I was writing it, I felt emotion. When it got recorded, I felt emotion. Great emotion, good emotion. And I just refused to believe that it wouldn't have been the same effect for her and on her, right? So I was highly confident if I could just get her to hear it, that would be the beginning to a new era in my life. And so it didn't happen. And so, you know, I went home, kind of sat with it a little bit. It was kind of late in the evening. Really didn't think too much on it. Maybe told one or two people, went to bed. It was the next day where I started having all these epiphanies, y'all. And so here it comes. I was being really, really hard on myself. I called my homeboy EJ. I called D-Mage. I'm like, at this point, having a crying fit, y'all, because I just felt like my opportunity had came and went, right? And then after I got off the phone with my friends and they were able to, like, you know, talk with me, kind of talk me down and, you know, kind of give me their words of wisdom and everything. Friday, I went to breakfast with my girl Idea. Shout out to Idea. She's an amazing artist for sure. And then I talked to her. Friday night, I went out with my homegirl Faye. We went to see Eric Bellinger together. And then let me back up. So Thursday night was the Ari Lennox concert. And I'm telling y'all, I almost didn't make it because I was so in my feelings that I had got so close to her, but yet was so far away from her at her show. Because it was a Jen Admin show. And it was standing room only, and then there was some mezzanine. And of course, I'm an auntie, so I got mezzanine seats because auntie can't be standing. I love you so much, Ari, and any artist. Same with Eric Bellinger. I got seats, baby, because no, we not standing. And so I knew that I would be far away from her, and it was kind of a bittersweet experience for me. While, let me just say, I gotta take a pivot here because I need to talk about the concert. The concert was amazing. The mic was on and the rent was due. She sounded amazing. And not only did she sound amazing, She looked amazing. And then her opening acts were equally amazing. Opened for her was Alex Vaughn. And then there is another young lady who opened for her. And because I want to be respectful and get her name absolutely right, let me go look at my like songs. Jalen Josie is her name. And both those girls sang down. And I mean down, honey. And so, let that be known that all the girls had a hot mic and the room was due, okay? So it was a beautiful concert, and on my way to the concert, in the theme of making friends randomly, I was sitting in my car trying to figure out when the best time was to walk up to the door. And as I'm sitting there, I see this beautiful, beautiful girl get out of her car, and I knew she was going to see Ari, because she was fine, and her outfit, just everything said, I'm going to see Ari. And so I was like, okay, I know this is going to come off so weird, and I hope she don't run away and think I'm crazy. But as she's getting out the car, I decide I'm going to get out the car, like, right behind her. And so she gets out the car, and her name is, first of all, y'all, I just feel like me and her gonna get super cool at some point, because I'm assuming her first name is Robin, as in R-O-B-Y-N, but then her Instagram name is Robin_niggas. Let me tell you something right now, ma'am. I also see that she also has a podcast, so yes, we're gonna be fast friends, honey, and so you look out for me. But Robin_niggas on Instagram, please go follow her. This is hilarious. But she, I kind of, you know, holler at her from across the street, like, hey, are you going to the concert? She like, yeah. Y'all should have seen her face. She was not having it. And I was like, what's your name? And she was like, Robin. And I was just like, oh, my name is Tiffany. Can we walk together? And she was just like, okay. And the first thing I said to her was like, Robin, thank you for letting me be here. Like, appreciate you. Because I know, like, that was probably awkward for her. But again, y'all, I'm just trying to network. Like, I'm trying to learn how to network. You just never know who you are next to, who you're by, who your next opportunity could be. And I didn't want to miss it. So we exchanged information. So this is girly number 3 in 2 days. So I'm on a roll. But it's people that I actually started conversation. I wasn't just like randomly walking up to people asking them for numbers or information or whatever. Like, I struck conversation. If it felt good and it felt natural, then we exchanged information. So walked to the concert with Robin, got there, got seated. I was there alone, bought ticket by myself. I am on a buying concert tickets spree alone. If I tell you once and you want to go, you better get your ticket or make it known that you want to go, because I'm going to get to the reason why I've been doing that lately. I will tell you all about it. But as I get there, I'm there solo dolo, and behind me, there was another girl that was there solo dolo as well. And I remember her name because her first name is my middle name, which is highly interesting. So I turn around, I can kind of tell she was by herself. She's having a great time by herself. And I kind of caught her in the middle of her taking a shot, which was funny. So I feel bad, because she was really like in her zone. And I was like, hey, are you here alone? And she took her shot and was like, yeah. And I was like, what's your name? And she was just like, Alexandria. And I was just like, no way. And she was like, yes way. And I was just like, my middle name is Alexandria. And she was like, for real? I'm like, yeah. So her name is, I don't know how many underscores these are. I'm going to assume it's like 2 or 3, y'all. But it's underscore a couple times, A.PPLES, which is for apples. So underscore twice, maybe three times, A.PPLES, apples. She is on the IG, y'all. Super cool vibe. She was so nice. We talked back and forth, and I was like, look, we can be concert buddies if you want to be concert buddies. So, you know, if not, it's cool. You don't have to come sit next to me, but if I turn around and we vibe out, we bop out, it is what it is. And she was like, cool, cool, cool. For real, I'm like, yes, ma'am. And so we had a good time. So I say that, too, to say pivot. Do not be afraid to go places by yourself. Do not be afraid to speak to people. If they're giving you good vibes and you are being safe, talk to the girlies. Say what's up. The worst they can do is say no. I mean, life is going to be full of rejection, and you know, you can't take every encounter personal like that. And so we exchanged information too. And so that was 4 girlies in 2 days, y'all. I'm doing good. I wish it was this easy to talk to men. Like, what the hell? Like, And it was like, even though it was a friendship, you know, like a associateship kind of friendship way, I have the riz. Is that what the kids say? The riz? But I don't, it doesn't flow as easy. I'm hella good at flirting. I can do that all day long. But it's just something about ladies, it's just more comfortable to strike up conversation and make friendships with. And plus, girls are fire. Like, our smiles, everything about us, honey. Our walk. Don't get me started. But, and so I had an amazing time. So I'm glad I went because I almost didn't go. And, but I'm very, very glad I went. So that being said, Thursday, the reason I almost didn't go is because I was having all these epiphanies. And as I'm trying to prepare myself to find something to wear to go to the concert, I realized, and I had one of the biggest epiphanies, in the time that it was taking for me to convince the other girls at the nail shop that I saw what I saw, I could have made the connection happen on my own. I could have took the initiative to get up, respectfully, in some crafty way, go, you know, retrieve her before she made it too far down the block. Because I'm just going to have to assume she was with her security detail or something, or a car was very nearby for her. She did walk in alone, but I know she had somebody very close by. That's how that goes. And, you know, I was just like, wow, the 5-ish minutes that it took me to convince people that I saw who I saw and it was what it was, that is 5 minutes that I could have got up, went to that door, told her, hey, they have an appointment for you if you want to come back, had her back in the building, and then executed my plan. And in that thought vein, I had to really quickly find a way to show myself some grace, to show myself some kindness, because I started to really beat myself up for essentially putting my destiny in other people's hands by waiting until somebody saw my vision, right? My vision was, I saw, in my vision with my eyes, I saw Ari Lennox come through the door. That was my vision. Nobody else saw that vision. Maybe one other person, Miss E, but it was after I had already made the connection and she agreed, but everybody else didn't. And they didn't see my vision. Therefore, me giving them, almost like waiting on their permission to believe I saw what I saw, when I know I saw what I saw, in that moment felt like it cost me my chance at a better life, the life I want, the one that I was born to live, which is being a Grammy Award winning songwriter. And so, I cried, y'all. I cried some real tears, some deep, hard tears about it. Went and talked to my parents about it, and, you know, just kind of really had some deep conversation about the whole experience. And after talking to my friends, after talking to my parents, I'm going to talk to my therapist tomorrow. But what I came to the conclusion of is, this is not the first time, which is why it hit me so hard, that I was waiting essentially on somebody to save me or agree with me or see my vision before I made a move. Let me tell y'all something right now. That's always the wrong move. More than likely, 9 times out of 10, you are going to be left holding the bag. I share this story with y'all because now that I'm off my emotional high horse, what I realize is that was just a glimpse of what is coming my way. That wasn't my only chance, because what is for you is going to be for you. Like, that's just flat out. And so nothing seemingly that was for you, or, oh, I missed my shot, or that was my one chance. There's no such thing as your one chance. It's just about the situations aligning, just the stars aligning just right
for your opportunity to come again, because what is for you, for you, for you is for you. And nothing and nobody, not a nail tech, not a they didn't believe you, not a she turned around and walked away because they refused her service. And, you know, like I said, for the reasons they did, an opportunity is going to come around again, because you cannot miss what is for you. And I wholeheartedly believe that I am going to meet her or somebody again that I can shoot my shot with. What I was reminded by one of my friends in my few conversations about the experience was, you still made and shot your shot because you were obedient in that when you recorded, or when you went to record your EP, and the song that you did get out of it, there were a couple years before that when you didn't have anything to present, right? You weren't ready. You weren't going to be ready. But God and the universe saw you, saw your intention, knows your intention, and you will, it did not go unnoticed. It did not go unseen. It was not in vain, right? And so while I may not have made it to Ari Lennox's orbit, I mean, we really were in the same orbit, though. Let me not say that. We were in the same orbit. While I may not have been able to shoot my shot with her, I think it was just more of a sign to keep going, to keep writing, to not give up, to continue on writing as if I'm already doing it with her, for her, other people, that I'm already in the industry, right? I think that was just my put on notice. That was me being put on notice, like, you are closer than you think. It is not as far away as you think. I have not given up on you. Do not give up on yourself, and to keep going. And so I want to, now that I'm able to, and I won't be squeaking through my tears, verbalize to you guys, what I want to say is, if you know that you know that you know something, do not wait for other people to validate you. Do not wait for other people to see your vision or to believe you. Go. Walk in that direction. Fiercely go after it. Fiercely go for it. I mean, walk and move as if you don't care if nobody saw it or believes you or see it. Because when you give people the power, in the way that I did, for example, right, with the nail techs, like, I didn't have to wait for them to go get her to see that it was her. Like, I knew it was her. And I fully could have handled that another way. Obviously, hindsight is foresight. But what I think I learned the most is that won't happen again. I won't find myself in that situation again. I'll know, even though I had a great elaborate plan, I didn't plan for the pivot. Gotta learn how to pivot, y'all. We gotta learn how, you know, when plan A, that's why people always say have a plan A, B, C, right? I had a plan A. I had a plan for her when she came in and what I was going to do, and I'm going to play the song. And while I'm patting myself on the back with the kudos, baby, that was a great plan. However, I didn't plan for the pivot. I didn't plan for her to leave. I didn't have a plan if she turned around and walked out, right? Because I wasn't expecting that. So that's where I'm showing myself grace, right? Of course, I didn't think that would happen. So because that was a little bit out of my control, I'm still going to give myself grace. I'm going to give myself credit for even having a game plan at all, and for being ready for the opportunity had it really presented itself. And so I want to say to you, this is your get ready. If this is your get ready season and something's been pulling on you, pulling at you to prepare yourself and get ready, do it. Listen to that voice. Keep walking. Keep doing it, because your opportunity could come right in your face, and you do not want to be unprepared, and you do not want to miss it, because I'm sure not. So I love y'all. thank you for letting me be so vulnerable. Ari Lennox, girl, if you hear this, this is me shooting my shot. Hit me up, Tiffany Tuneup, TiffanyTuneup @gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, letters, whatever. Ari, that's for you too, girl. If you hear this, email me. I will immediately send you the song. Immediately. Any of y'all listening to this, if you know Ari, do your girl a favor. Get me in contact with her. If you know anybody such as her that I can collaborate with in that way, I would be more than grateful. But I love y'all, Tunicorns. Thank you so much for listening to my rants and carrying ons. And until next time, peace, y'all.